Halle podden. I dag har vi en liten godbit fra arkivet. Den spilt inn med Tom-Erik Voie og Martin Ronsen på det private bakrommet til Kat Von D på High Voltage, også kjent som LA Inc. Der møtte vi engelskmannen som jobbet seg opp ifra tatovør og musiker på New Zealand til å bli en av hovedkarakterene i verdens største tv-serie. Han også president i Turbojugend Death Valley Chapter. Velkommen, Dan Smith.
Basically, I was a young kid in New Zealand. I was born in England, but moved to New Zealand when I was six. And a guy called Dean Parkin from Sacred Tattoo, he did my first tattoo when I was pretty young. And, you know, just basically he kind of, you know, without sounding too cheesy, kind of changed my life. You know, he is definitely still, you know, my idol, you know, and I just basically made a conscious effort, you know, when I was young and probably needed that kind of direction to kind of absorb everything that, you know, he was kind of giving out, you know what I mean? So I did. I hung at the tattoo shop pretty much every, you know, every week at least, you know, and just started getting tattooed at a young age, you know, getting a lot of tattoos just to kind of figure out how it worked and everything like that. You know, I had a pretty kind of visual education from him in the shop and stuff. And then, you know, when I was 21, in 2001, I decided to move to Australia, and that's where I got into my first shop. I moved to a place called Adelaide, which is at the bottom of Australia, and I worked at a shop called the Body Art Shop, and yeah, just kind of jumped in the deep end, really, you know. And luckily, I've always played music, and I joined a band that was doing pretty good there as well, and so, you know, lots of kids coming in, lots of kids wanting to get tattooed, and luckily it just kept me busy. And you know, I did kind of jump in the deep end a little, but you know, I wouldn't change anything really for the world, you know. And just stayed there for about 2 years, 2.5 years, and constantly traveling. And I actually made it over here twice in that time, and you know, met a lot of amazing tattooers who I'm still, you know, very good friends with and stuff, and met Kat, and you know, another guy who was at the shop that she was working at, Jim Minor, he kind of always said, you know, if you want to come back, you'll always have a job, you know. So I knew from the second that he kind of said that I wanted to, you know, move to America, and just kind of you know, it was like the next step for me, you know. So I did it, you know, and ended up working with Kat at a place called Inflictions, and you know, my friend Daniel Albrigo and Colin Dowling, a lot of great tattooers. And that was what? That was about 6.5 years ago. So, you know, still involved in music and lots of traveling and lots of conventions and that kind of thing. So it's kind of, I don't know, I kind of have like two lives that I juggle, but they both like complement each other like really well, you know. So you know, luckily I've been able to take tattooing with me and meet lots of great people and see the world.
So how did they end up in this shop eventually?
Well, as I said, like when Kat and I worked together, we kind of you know, left that shop. She went off to Miami, and our band kind of went on tour and stuff like that, and I kind of floated around a couple other shops. But we were very busy with the band, you know. It's kind of hard to like keep down a job at a shop, you know, when there's you know, a whole band full of people that kind of rely on you to do that side of things too. So we always just kept in touch and you know, remained friends and stuff. And then after a couple years, I, you know, kind of wanted a break from the band and wanted to put a lot more into tattooing. And I would always come up and hang out and stuff. And you know, she asked me to come and work, so I figured I couldn't really say no to that, you know. It came at perfect timing, and you know, I've always loved her and her work and stuff, and she's been nothing but amazing to me. So you know, I decided to do that, and you know, I was just working out of a small kind of studio that I had, like really private, just down the street from Gold Rush Tattoo. So you know, I had to move up to LA and move up to Hollywood, which was kind of crazy, but you know, definitely a good move for me.
So how was the experience being put in a shop of this caliber?
It's good, you know. I think you know, there's a lot of different artists, and everybody's doing, you know, something kind of different. So you know, you're constantly you know, being exposed to different styles, and you know, it's I think it's cool, you know. I think it helps to grow as an artist, really, you know, working in such a kind of broad sense. You know, before I got here, I was doing a lot of you know, pretty kind of standard traditional stuff, you know, really strong color, strong lined stuff. And just from working in the shop, I've been able to kind of, you know, broaden my you know, horizons a little bit, you know, and do a lot more black and gray, a lot more kind of detailed stuff, which, you know, I think it's important to be able to, you know, do a lot of different styles competently, you know.
So how's the experience been working in, when you're at work, it's cameras there, you have the whole reality TV stuff around your working area?
Yeah, it definitely took a while to get used to. I still wouldn't even say that I'm really used to it, because, you know, it's pretty kind of intrusive to have something like that involved in something as personal as a tattoo. But, you know, I think it's a positive thing, you know. I think people, you know, at the end of the day, I'm doing what I do. And if I'm not changing that, and I'm representing tattooing and representing myself the way I think it should be represented, then I you know, I don't see a problem in it. You know, I know a lot of people have their views on the show and stuff like that. And I think at the end of the day, it's just people, you know. People, you know, people have long journeys behind them, you know, and if people want to kind of, you know, memorize that journey or that event in their life with a tattoo, then I think every tattoo is doing that on some scale. I think the difference with me is just I have a camera in front of me, you know.
Yeah. So the whole Miami Ink and LA Ink TV show stuff has, you know, it's changed the industry a bit. Feel to be a part of something that's done such an infliction on the whole tattoo culture.
Well, yeah, I mean, I knew Kat, and I was friends with Kat before she even did Miami, you know, so I've definitely seen it all kind of happen, you know, as, from a friend's point of view first, and then when she asked me to do the show, it was a big decision, but, you know, I think, you'll always find people that are really kind of hot-headed about it, and, you know, if there are people that think it's negative, I think they really just have to kind of step back and realize that, yeah, it has helped the industry in such a huge way. I basically see it as a great way for great tattooers to be busier and do what they love most, you know, easier. You know what I mean? It helps them to be busier, you know. And I know, you know, there's probably an angle where, you know, a lot of people or a few people are getting into tattooing that maybe shouldn't, or, you know, kind of in it for the wrong reasons. But I think, you know, the oil always separates from the water, you know what I mean? And I think, you know, it's definitely more positive than negative.
So how do you feel about the way the whole tattoo culture has been more popularized? Like, it's kind of a fashion to have tattoos and wear like Ed Hardy designs.
Yeah. I think it's just a sign of the times, you know. Like, obviously tattoos are still permanent, you know, and I think, you know, it's stuff like that, like clothing companies and you know, kind of big business that take something and kind of blow it up into, you know, into the mainstream. I think, you know, it's hard to, I don't know, it's, on one hand, I think it's cool, you know, because it helps, like I say, it helps people do what they love best, you know, but on the other, you know, I think when somebody who wouldn't ever, you know, dare get a tattoo is covered in stuff that has tattoos on the clothing and that kind of thing, it's a little weird, you know. But I think, you know, it's always there's always going to be something to complain about, so concentrate on putting your energy into something else, you know.
You want to tell us a little bit about the history of the shop?
Yeah, I mean, Kat opened the shop a couple years ago now. You know, we have how many artists do we have, Mikey? We have 10 artists who work here. And yeah, it's a super busy shop. It's an amazing place to work. You know, obviously due to the show, it's, you know, kind of visited by a lot of people from all over the world. So, you know, every day we're kind of meeting a lot of different people and, you know, from all corners of the world, you know, so it's pretty cool.
Do you want to say it's like a street shop, or you want to say it's a
shop? Or? I think we have a really good mix, you know, like there's a, you know, there's a lot of people who work here and do walk-ins and, you know, I think, again, just from the popularity of the show, like somebody wants to come and get something small to take away, you know, and we also have, you know, artists who are doing a lot of custom stuff and bigger pieces and that kind of thing, more, you know, specific kind of styles, which I think is important. So, you know, I think as far as the shop goes, we're pretty kind of diverse and kind of cover all kind of styles and cover our bases, really.
I don't know how much of the show that's shown in the U.S. yet, but in Europe we're a little bit behind. Have you come to the point where you walk down the street and people grab you and like?
Not grab me. I hope they don't ever do that. yeah, I mean, there's some recognition that comes with it, you know, and I don't know.
Has
man.
It had
I
like think... an infliction on your life yet?
Yeah, it has. It has for sure, you know. But I like to think that. You know, like I said, I'm just trying to be as honest as I can, you know, and I don't ever think that I'm like better than anybody or, you know, more deserving of anything. We're all in this together, you know what I mean? It's just people and if people kind of, you know, respect me for being on the show and kind of love what I do and love my tattoos, then that's the reason why I'm doing it, really, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, I love to talk to people, I love to meet people and stuff, so... You know, I don't have a problem with, you know, people kind of, you know, recognizing me or yelling out or, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah. So I have to ask you, everybody's wondering about how much of the show is real and how much is scripted.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have like a part that is scripted for the tattooist or just for the customers? Or?
No, none of it's scripted at all, you know what I mean? It's like, basically as far as the tattoo process goes, it's just a regular tattoo process, you know, somebody comes in. Tells me the idea, you know, exactly like the show, it's just kind of dragged out, you know what I mean? I'm sure it's the same as it would be in any other shop. It's just, you know, for filming purposes, they have to kind of, you know, chop it up and kind of drag it out,
yeah.
Which, you know, I mean, it means a tattoo takes much longer, but, you know, that's TV for you, you know?
Yeah.
So I know what I'm doing, you know, before I do it, yeah. You know? Usually I like to get a head start on the drawing rather than just, you know, give me a couple minutes and I'll come up with this huge thing, you know,
yeah, like
that's not how it works, but, you know, you have, you know, obviously, you know, people will have to be pretty, pretty stupid to kind of think that that's how it is, you know?
So all the drama, all the complications, everything's mm-hmm. real.
Yeah. Well, as far as I go, I just speak my mind, you know what I mean? And, you know, that's all I can really do. You know, if I don't agree with something, I'll definitely say so. But, I think, you know, the main thing and the main reason why I'm here is to do a good tattoo, hopefully, and that's all I care about, you know.
Yeah. You want to show, we saw your Turbo Negro tattoo. You have a few tattoos that, like, have a little meaning or a little cool story you can show us?
Wow, yeah, I mean, all my tattoos are, you know, basically, I mean, not all of them have meaning, but, you know, there's a lot that are from my travels, and, you know, luckily I've kind of being able to travel the world and meet some amazing people, and especially on tour with my band, you know, like I always take my equipment on tour and like tattoo all the bands, and you know, some people tattoo me occasionally, you know, depending on how crazy it gets, but yeah, man, that's life, you know, you need to remember that stuff. And there's the Turbo Negro tattoo right there. This is Death Punk.
Tell us about your chapter.
My chapter, I have my very own chapter with my friend Daniel Albrigo from New York Adorned, and we just wanted the chapter with the coolest name, and we've kind of, you know, we've all done so much traveling that we didn't ever want to say that we're from one spot, so there's a place just outside Vegas called Death Valley, which, you know, which is, you blink and you kind of miss it, you know what I mean, and it's just got the coolest name, so we filed for the Death Valley chapter, so that's me and him.
That's cool. We were at Death Valley, actually.
Yeah, it's cool.
I don't think you have a place in America we haven't been yet. So.
Yeah. Cool, that's good.
This guy from New York is called Bang Bang. He does like the tattoos on Chris Brown and Rihanna, a lot of big stuff. Yeah, he had Rihanna tattoo a little umbrella on his leg.
Oh, cool.
Looks pretty good.
Yeah, I have a lot of like a lot of my friends tattoo me. This is Davey Havoc, my friend from AFI, and my friend Toby from H2O and his wife Moon. Rob Dyer, he does a charity called Skate for Cancer. He skateboards across countries, so he did the no smoking sign on me, and you know, my friend Dallas Green from City and Color, Alexis on Fire, he did this stuff. So I don't know, it's just, you know, it's funny, it's little things to remember your friends by and remember times and places, you know.